Broken phones, broken English, arrests, protests. Oh, my God. We have all that and so much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
For joining the Star After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Ivana Williams, and I am joined here with my lovely co-host. You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams.
And you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hi, I'm Jill Monroe. You can find me at Stiletto Jill everywhere, Instagram, Snapchat, Insta Stories, all of it.
What's up? You can find me on all social media at Sheldon White 2.
All right, let's just dive right on into it. So the show starts with, well, actually, let's go back a little bit. We remember that Danielle was fatally shot. So the show...
It's crazy.
This time, I know. The show this time, it starts with her funeral of Danielle. I was expecting it, but I think I kind of also wasn't. I don't know. What did you all think?
I mean, it was sad because that was the opening that we kind of just got bombarded with it right away. And I mean, we already knew because we had seen the last episode, but it's honestly, I feel like we're still in a shock a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it just, I don't know. I didn't think it was going to get that heavy. So, and just the pilot, season, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. I totally agree with what you're saying. And I think that was probably the intention. Yeah. Like, the last few episodes, the intent has been to shock, awaken.
They definitely turned up that shock factor.
For sure. Yeah. And so it felt very appropriate, an appropriate way to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and we saw Gladys Knight was speaking out about how, you know, it just wasn't right. And then Kelly Price, that was a shock. I was like, what? I was not expecting her. Yes. And that voice. Kelly Price is worse.
That voice.
Sheldon was touched.
Oh, my
God. It was a moment.
She was beautiful.
No, it was so
everybody, Sheldon took his headphones off on the commercial break and was like,
so good. I mean, she's saying it. I truly believe she just sang it a cappella. Right. She just did it.
Yeah. They were like, look, so who can we call?
It was
Kelly.
Touching.
Yeah. And so then in the next scene, we see Jahil walks in, and he walks right past Eva, and she says in Spanish, which she don't even have to anymore, you haven't been speaking.
We know.
We figured
Eva,
it out.
Eva, cut it out.
Shenanigans. Right. I told you guys Eva was trouble.
Okay. Yeah. we all
you
were trusting.
You said trouble.
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't trust it.
She says, you haven't been for days or whatever, and
you ain't been speaking to me in days.
Yeah. So we find out how she learned to speak English, and I don't know. Do you?
I mean, I believe it because a lot of Hispanics that do come from different countries or just foreigners in general, they do learn a lot of their English from like TV shows. Because one of my friends actually said that he learned Spanish, or not Spanish, but learned English from Dora the Explorer. Literally,
I mean,
literally
and
Dora
music,
the Explorer.
Music is always a big, you know.
Easy way
to connect people. Think about how many times you've seen like rappers go overseas or even a Beyonce concert Paris and the crowd knows the whole words almost in perfect pitch. You know, music brings people together. Yeah. So.
And Selena,
do you think that she still has like another motive or do you trust that she...
She's up to something. Jumpman, Jumpman, Eva's up to something.
I'm weak.
For sure. I'm just saying. Something's afoot.
And so after they held the dinner afterwards at the hair salon, which different.
It was like, you know what, okay.
Okay, sure.
But you know what, you probably, I mean, the shot meant a lot to Danielle, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, it did. So
and
it
that's
was
probably
fitting.
Her, yeah.
It was very unconventional, not something that
we're
I expected.
On Facebook, I mean, well, Instagram Live, in case you guys are wondering. Live Insta Stories.
Hi, you all.
You know. Hey. Shout out to that. You guys follow our Instagrams, and we'll sometimes live broadcast the show like that, too.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. And so Derek gives a speech about the need to protest.
Right.
And I was very surprised of that speech, and he also, I think that's kind of how we see the beginning of the, like, prayer versus going out into the streets and actually doing the action. Not that praying isn't an action, but we see the very beginning of it. Yeah. And so then Derek kind of has a back and forth with Pastor Harris, because Pastor Harris is just like, we don't need to do that. You know, he seems very hesitant and kind of scared even, you know, fearful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I think, like, again, like, we've had that conversation about that different generation where they're just, they're more afraid of you getting hurt. They could care, like, they obviously care about the message and the movement, but they're just, they've been there, done that. They know how it ends up, which we'll learn about that and how Carlotta felt. But, I mean, they're just kind of over it. They know what's going to happen. They know how the system works. So they're just kind of at this point, they know how the turnout's going to be. So they're like, look, let me save you the trouble and just don't even go out there. Yeah. Just leave it be. It'll all obviously fall through.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Work out. And then,
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, obviously, because what happened with Danielle, they know that she was a peaceful person looking at, you know, what took place with her. They don't want to see any more senseless loss. So it's out of concern.
Yeah.
So much absolutely. The issues.
And on top of that, Danielle also wasn't even in a situation that could potentially, she was just driving her life, as opposed to in a situation that you don't know. That you might I think parents and guardians can trust their kids, but they don't trust everyone else around, and they don't know what anyone else is going to do.
Which we found out later on,
absolutely. And then back at the house, back at Carlotta's house, Alex and Simone are discussing what they should say and what they're going to sing. And but Alex is definitely hesitant to bring on Star. We can see she's kind of struggling with that until she finally just comes straight out and says it. But how do you all feel about the conversation that she had with Star and the way that she reacted? Because I felt that Star has a very weird connection, like, with the black community. Hers is really, like, just because she grew up poor and because she sings R&B, she's down.
And she can relate.
And there's so much more to blackness that she does not understand.
Right.
So what do y'all think of that conversation when she was so hurt?
Go
ahead.
I agree with what Alex. I don't like the fact that they kind of, I mean, as much as we could care less about how Star feels, I didn't like the fact that they kind of ambushed her, though, that way. I think that they could have gotten their point across without kind of coming off as shrewd. Like, I didn't like how, I believe it was Alex, and she was like, you know, you can't relate. And she was like, I'm a regular person. But Star shot back and was like, I'm the regular person. You're not. Like, you've had this, you know, this life that's, you know, luxurious. And Alex comes back and says, well, no, but regardless, I'm black every single day.
And your experience,
no matter what or how much money I have, is going to be totally different. The privileges that you have are going to be totally different, regardless, which we ended up seeing at the end of the show.
I think that they both have very valid points.
Right.
I think that when you strip away what happens with racism, it all comes down in a lot of cases to class. It's about access to better resources. It's about what money and privilege can do for your life. So I think in Star, she can relate to that struggle of not having enough and being held down economically. And looking at those around her and understanding we're all in this together.
Yeah.
The side that she doesn't get and can't get really, you know, at her age and being white is that no matter what, as black people, our skin comes first. Even if there is a privilege, something else that we learn, there are situations where it doesn't matter that you may have been privileged or, you know, been exposed to a better environment, you're still a black person, and to some people that means less than.
Exactly.
So I think that it's a point that Star needs to learn and understand, but I don't think she was coming from a bad place or so much a place of not understanding the hurt that Alex and Simone feel.
Yeah.
And I think it hurt her that they reacted that way because she's like, I've been there with you. You know, I understand struggle.
And it's kind of almost coming like super randomly too, a little bit. Like, not super, super randomly, but she's obviously know that she's night. Well, no, I take that back. It's not coming super, super randomly because she had that complex or the complexion issue before and she didn't understand that. So she might not. She may just be very, very ignorant of her privilege, regardless of her upbringing that she has.
It's interesting, too, because I think about, like, a pride parade.
Right.
I think that straight people can go, and they can be allies, and they can support.
Absolutely.
And
sit back somewhere.
I don't know. I mean, like, why not? Like, you know
but
what I mean?
We all have to kind of work together when it comes down to
it.
It's like, everybody can have their moment, but at the end of the day, we all have to live here together.
Right.
We have to move forward together. And
ultimately,
so far, trying to you know, like, trying to separate it out hasn't really worked out well for anybody.
Right.
So,
exactly. 100%.
Because ultimately, you have to, in order for someone else to understand a different concept, you have to, like, you be open enough to be able to say, okay, look, I know this may be something that you contradict with yourself or you conflict with yourself, but understand it from this side. And then that just conversation makes everything a little bit more freer, like just educating other people so that they understand it and so that we can move forward with it. Because at one point in time, you know, blacks were not able to drink from every single water fountain or, you know, have certain laws passed. Women, you know, and what we were saying 50 years ago, we just got the rights to be able to vote. Like, it's just simple things. Like, someone has to disagree with it from a different group in order for it to get pushed forward. It can't just be that one group that's like, oh, well, I mean, we don't like it.
Right. And I also think, too, an interesting thing, too, a star has never acknowledged and said, I don't understand all you go through, but I'm here for you and I'm an ally. Mm-hmm. I think if she did that, I think that would be super helpful, you know, as opposed to being like, oh, I get it. Because that's where I think a lot of the conflict comes from.
Right. She's automatically in and she's just down.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's, I think, really she probably is annoyed too because she feels like, well, I'm sure a lot of white people probably feel like, why do I have to always say that? Why do I have to be vocal and say that? And it's because across the board, I think that most minorities don't feel like white people are on their side initially. Like, from the jump, we don't feel that way. But then when we see, okay, you're okay with doing this, or you know, you'll go to this protest, you'll speak up here, you'll do this. And honestly, like, I felt like Star was going to be more for it than Alex was, because Alex was like, oh, I don't want to sing at this at this function or whatever, or at the protest. And I'm just like, I don't, one minute you were cool with it, then the next minute you were like, okay, like, I don't know.
Well, speaking of back and forth, it starts already with Jahil against Arlene.
Yes.
Arlene. Okay. And so Jahil kind of opens up to her that she just can't break up Hunter and Star. It's just hashtag in too deep. So, you know, and that's what Arlene wanted. Just listen, I did this favor for you and I just get that hussy away from my son.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't do it. And so it was the way she threatened him was just so like, I don't know. She said, I know where all the bodies are buried. Don't make me dig them up.
Hey,
it is what it is.
Oh. Well, we're going to revisit that because I just thought about something. We're going to revisit that later, that line.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I see you.
Yeah,
I
see you. Okay. Show and I are here.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
Right.
And,
oh,
and Alex is looking outside because the protest is starting to form. The crowds are starting to form. And Carlotta just being the older, you know, kind of, I don't want to call her a scary woman, but mother figure.
Yeah.
And she is hesitant, and she's, you know, she fears for them. She says, if you walk out of that door, then don't come back.
I thought that was kind
a
of
mama
harsh.
Thing.
I didn't. I was like, because once she had made a good point, you're underage, you ain't paying any of these bills, and you really don't have anywhere else to go. And the place that you came from, I don't think you want to go back to. Mm. So in my mind, again, playing devil's advocate, I agree, because that's my parents' mentality. Look, you don't you live here, you live under my roof, I make the rules, you do what I say. Mm. I understand that. Simone, if you want to live on your own and pay your own bills and do what you got to do, then you got to do that. Like, that's when you have to make your own decision. I mean, I feel like I'm just thinking about from a parenting standpoint. I'm not a parent, but at the same time, my kids ain't going, I mean, if I feel like that's the best option for you to stay home, and I'm doing that for out of my own sanity and your protection.
What do y'all think? Did y'all...
I mean, I understood where Carlotta was coming from. You don't, because those situations at times can get out of hand. We've seen it in real life. We
Absolutely.
Certainly saw it illustrated tonight in the episode. So it's, you know, not because, once again, she's against the movement. But I think one thing we also have to remember is there's always to attack a problem. And protesting is one avenue. Legislative changes are another. Mm-hmm. Being a representation for our community and being out there to have the voice is another one. It's just, it's all type of methods. And not everything's going to work for everyone.
Yeah. Right.
So she was scared.
Yeah. And until you pay your own bills, then you can
We have to keep in mind, too, Danielle was someone who was a part of their every day-to-day life. More so than even Simone
Absolutely.
And Star and Alex for Carlotta. So she probably is very, very fearful of something happening to them and her losing them again. Because we have to remember, she lost them the first time. We still don't know what happened.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
And so then Alex goes ahead and leaves, and then Simone follows suit, which was surprising to me because Simone is always so neutral, it seems, in situations. So she followed. That was interesting. And then we see another conversation again that Simone has with Pastor Harris of, like, you know, she's just like, well, good luck with your prayers, because she really wants him to speak up and do something and not just and do something and say something and be present in the moment. And I think that's, I thought it was very interesting because that is, you know, an issue that I think we have in the Black community of wanting our pastors to actually be present and not just pray it away, whatever the issue is. And it's not as if prayer doesn't work, because prayer is a part of meditation and it works for a lot of people. So I understand and I agree with that, but also
faith without works.
Yeah. But you also need them to show up and to be there.
Right.
And so then next we see the plotting begins, and Eva shows us, she says to Hunter, they have a conversation that Hunter should take her out, take some a star out on a trip or something. I thought that Hunter was really gonna like take her out to the islands or something. Like, I thought he was gonna take her far. What did y'all think he was gonna do?
I mean, I honestly was a little confused on it, because I
thought he probably might have been thinking about taking her away, but then I'm like, are they in season? Are they close to being in season? Can they really get away? You know, all the logic came flooding in.
Yeah.
I just wondered why Hunter is listening to Eva. Like, when did they become close?
So
like
right.
When
yeah.
have That's Eva exactly. and Star been yeah. cool like that? When would Jahel send Eva to tell him what he should do with Star? Just none of it. You know,
he was stupid enough to listen.
It was literally
now we know why Hunter does dumb stuff.
Yeah, right.
But he was stupid enough to listen and be like, yeah, you're right.
Right.
Okay,
it was literally okay, like ma'am. I don't know why this is happening, but I'm gonna continue to watch anyway.
Yeah.
like, okay, we'll just go along with this. All right.
No, yeah, he was like, let me jump in and get my play started. I already right. see what you got going. Let me
right.
help.
Right.
Let
now.
Me help.
And then they cut to commercial. We come back and we see Pastor Harris is on the edge of the bed, and Carlotta is in them covers all
on
her side.
I have a question.
Go
My
ahead.
Question is about the timing of the day, because I'm so confused. I feel
go
from day to night day, but it's the same day. I'm a little confused about that. But anyway, I know it was lunchtime when that happened, because Pastor Harris said he was going to make Carlotta a lunch, a little after session snack.
And she had to leave, though, right?
Right.
She was really, like, he hit her with
so
what you
got
to do? What you got to do? What you got to get into?
I got to go praise the Lord. Right.
But then he brought up or she brought up how are we going to deal with they had like a deep conversation.
Yeah, because brought up Simone and her coming to him, you know, for help in convincing Carlotta to let her participate.
And then he brings up Cotton. Which and then he was like, "Oh, I'm still trying to pray on that." And it's just like, okay, you praying on a lot of things right now,
but
things.
Nothing but prayers, no action.
Okay.
You know,
maybe we don't want Pastor Harris in action though.
Exactly.
But
we'll
see you later.
Yeah, that really annoyed me too, because he was just saying, you know, I'll I'm a man, I have my something,
my needs.
My needs,
and I'm like,
just
so,
like your son. I was like, what son?
Right.
One shade. Yeah. Two. First of all, just
that wasn't shade. That was a whole palm tree, man.
But that was it. Was more like so. If you're a believer in sin, and this is where I feel like a lot of people, they contradict themselves. Mm-hmm. People
one
who are
sin
Christians,
is not greater than
one,
the other.
Exactly. If all sin is equal, but you having sex with this woman out of wedlock,
mm-hmm.
but you a pastor.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
That's what they do, girl.
It's a little weird. That's, yeah.
They take advantage of their flock. Those
you know,
pastor.
Right?
You know.
Okay. And she's the choir leader.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm. Oh, wow. The scandal. So, Simone and Carlotta, they have a moment. Oh, wait, I'm lying. Star and Hunter have an exchange. And he basically just tries to show off, like, that really hyper-masculine, macho way or whatever. And, you know, in the exchange, he throws her phone, which...
What?
That's like, yeah,
what?
That's like red flag number one.
Okay.
Or like three.
On abuse.
No.
Someone
okay.
in the comments last week said that we thought it was sweet that Hunter brought her that $3,000 dress, but she felt like it was a sign of abusive things to come.
Yeah.
You were right, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You were right.
Look, all right. But I'll keep the dress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Keep the dress.
Right.
Star is street smart, though. She's not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, sell it. Whatever you do, keep it. Like, I mean, yes, of course.
Yeah.
If he's crazy, then drop him. But don't drop that dress. That's all I'm saying.
I'm curious where that's going to go, though. Because he keeps
having the relationship.
Because he keeps having these really not good moments. And then he tries
to
redeem himself.
And he's like, I'm sorry.
He's
well,
super
awkward.
It's scary. I'm a little
nervous.
We
know
why.
Yeah.
Oh, we do know why. Exactly.
Oh.
So on that, yeah, that's when we come back to it. So Star, just with all this, you know... fiasco, all this chaos, Star's late to practice. And then Eva walks in, and we already knew that Eva could sing, and then the girls find out that Eva could sing, and her voice is...
It's okay.
It's sweet. It's light. It's
good.
You think so?
I like her voice. It doesn't have the grit that, yeah. you know, or the authenticity
sure.
that Star and Alex and Simone have. Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty voice.
Really?
It's a pretty pop voice.
It's a good temp voice. Like, okay,
it's blah. Yeah. It's so blah to me. It's
we're split.
Oh, you like it?
I mean, I think it's cool. I think that it presents, you know, we don't know what she can really do yet, but right. it's presentable. It's mm-hmm. She can hold herself.
It's mediocre.
Another texture to what the other girls have as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a quartet?
I didn't think of that.
I don't think so, because I think Eva is a little bit older to be in their group.
Okay.
Yeah.
But with her singing in Spanish and adding a whole nother
dynamic to it.
You know, they could be marketing. Another fifth dimension, pussycat dolls, all that.
Oh, I mean, my God. It's cute, but I could do without Eva.
No, not fifth dimension, absolutely. Fifth harmony, right?
Absolutely.
Is that what they're called?
Same difference.
Okay. No, yes, no, it is fifth harmony. Okay.
Fifth dimension.
I was going to let you have it.
I was like, new addition.
Back at the protest, Carlotta joins Alex and Simone at the Say Her Name protest. And I was honestly surprised. I didn't really expect to see Carlotta show up at all. I thought she was just going to, like, stay at home with Pastor Harris and just, like, not do anything. But
I felt like she was going to come.
I knew
really?
She was gonna,
yeah. Because she understands, as every generation does. They understand, and they're just like, look, I'm going to cut you this slack, but as you saw, she was like, you know, we got
to... And so she could monitor the best way to keep track and make sure the situation starts to get out of control. Yeah. She was like, hey,
round them up.
You had your moment. You spoke out.
Right.
God, let's go.
Right.
Let's hit the road.
We came, we saw, I got the keys.
Okay. Back at the protest, and then the three of them, they begin their performance. What did y'all think of that song? Did you like it?
I like the Marvin Gaye
City Blues sample. You know, that was big. I understand that album was poignant at the end of the civil rights mm-hmm. movement and expressing the feelings of mm-hmm. you know, a generation going through that struggle and mm-hmm. where they wanted to be, so I thought that it fit the mood of mm-hmm. the moment. The actual song itself, and then flipping it to Spanish at a Black Lives Matter rally, I mean, I get it, but
I thought it was... I liked the Spanish part just because that crowd was diverse. It wasn't only Black mm-hmm. people. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't see that many white faces, but I'm sure there were some sprinkled here and there. But I didn't. But I'm sure there were more Hispanics and Blacks that were coming mm-hmm. together, and I feel like that was... It was nice for her to do that because it brought... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it brought in another different a demographic that also has issues.
Race, right. We're together.
Exactly. So it, instead of why people still can't understand the concept of Black Lives Matter, I don't know.
Message. But, that's right. what it was. It was a message. Exactly. We all need to come together.
Right. And we all have one common enemy mm-hmm. that we are trying to tackle, so just go with the flow.
Yeah.
So I was cool with it.
Yeah, and at the protest, everyone finds out that there will be no charges and the officer will be on paid leave. That was triggering.
Mm. Shocker.
I mean, we knew... Lee Daniels has been very thorough thus far in this show in sort of mapping mm-hmm. what has happened as far as that movement mm-hmm. and the trigger points, mm-hmm. like you said, of reflecting what happens in these instances and how it makes us feel and how oftentimes it's actually other people that are setting off the violence that aren't a part mm-hmm. of the real movement.
Right. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. Absolutely. People could just understand that. Oh, God.
So I think that, that's his point. That's why he brings these triggers in rapid fire, back to back to back,
absolutely.
Because he wants to hammer all these points in so that we can get past sort of the rhetoric that can cloud these things mm-hmm. and get
absolutely.
To his message.
Yeah.
It was scary.
For sure.
Yeah.
When the cops came at that one point, it was crazy how the cops were there, but the, like, full armored...
The riot police, yeah.
Riot police.
That's how they always
they
are,
They showed
though.
Up right at the time.
Yeah.
Because
they were
know.
Like, this is what's going
to
happen. We're going
to
see you
it.
React.
Look
we're
right.
going to watch you react.
Yeah. And then they said
Send
it was a
out.
10 p.m. Curfew, and I'm like, oh, let it be 10 p.m. Let it be 10 p.m. for them to, oh, no, so there's a curfew now, and y'all are actually breaking the law
right
now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just,
exactly.
We need to, you know, it's another panel.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. Derek starts a chant, and it's going smoothly, but then, which didn't really seem realistic to me, but some people who were in the crowd pulled a police officer out of his squad car and started beating him. I would just say it annoyed me because I think that is what white people expect to happen anyways. And older people who live off of respectability politics and don't understand the movement that we're in right now, and they think that we are heathens and we are animals and that's what's next. We're going to pull thugs. We hear that all the time, that we're going to like actually pull an officer out and beat him.
But I think that is why he did it. He did it because there are instances where things have happened at some of these protests where people that maybe don't share the same peaceful message or the same manner of protest say, you know, they take on an eye for an eye. Mm-hmm. And so just like, what was that? That shooting in Dallas where that one
shot five officers.
Yeah. So I think that they're taking those moments because if you don't show that side, then someone who maybe is on the other side, more towards respectability politics, will say, well, that's not real because this and this happened. Right. That's why I think he wanted to cover it and show how it's easy for the peaceful protest to be convoluted by mm-hmm. others mm-hmm. and you don't lose track of the message. Mm-hmm. You know, he tries to push a lot of points
Good at getting dialogue. Yeah. Like, that's he really, like, gets a whole discussion going
I was confused because I thought that someone had, like, did a mock one. Like, someone just threw someone out there, like, oh, this is what they're actually trying to do. Like, that's their actual message. I did. I was sitting there confused, like, did someone just act like they're a part of the Black Lives Matter movement and then just pulled someone? I did. And, like, maybe they had, like, actually captured a police and then they were, like, just trying to make it seem like, oh, yeah, these people are actually really bad. They want to beat up people. Because I was like, I don't know. I think this is an inside job.
And Derek, the good brother that he is, he notices it and he runs over to help out. But to the officers, they think that he's just a regular bad guy. They throw him down on the ground and they arrest him. So he's out.
The thing is, the officer didn't see who pulled him out of the car. I mean, it's going to be a thing, as we see. And that is legitimately what happens.
Yeah.
You could be there trying to be peaceful, even trying to protect the people that aren't necessarily for you in that moment and still get swept up in the madness. I think that is Carlotta's message. That's, you know.
Yes. Right. And I think the BLM message just kind of gets messed up because we're not against all police, we're against crooked police, which is what he said in his chant. He made it very, very clear. We're not against all police, we're against crooked police, people who break their own law.
Yeah. And little Alex, she's just so struck in love. And that's good, though. But she's back at Carlotta's place. She's trying to call the local police station, trying to get a hold of him. And that's kind of where some of her privilege sets in because she doesn't know what it takes to get him out. And then, you know, Star comes in. She's like, no, he just needs bail. And, like, you know, so just to see that, like, her finally helping out, you know, and working with him. And, like, this is what you have to do. This is what he needs so that he can come back home to us.
Because she can relate.
Yeah. I appreciated that, at least, to finally see that. And then Simone and Carlotta have a moment. I really like seeing Simone and Carlotta together because Simone, Star needs a mother figure as well, but I think Simone needs one a little bit more. And so to see them kind of like makeup, like that was really beautiful and just to really affirm, you know, have that affirming moment where, you know, you were right and what you did was right. And I'm so glad that you were out there and I supported you. So that really made me feel good to see that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What did she say? She said, you win by speaking the truth. Your music tonight, that was truth.
Right,
that
right.
That was great. And that's I love that.
Yes. And I feel like oftentimes, too, that older generation is, like, harp on the younger generation so much. And I feel like we get tired of it because it's like, just give me a compliment. Like, tell me that I'm doing something good. You know, like, I know that it seems all negative and so harsh right now, but we're really trying to work for a greater good. And you continually telling me that you're not doing this right or you need to do this instead of that, just for a moment, take a second and say, hey, you're doing a good job. Like, I feel like that's all the younger group really wants is just affirmation from the older generation.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like, you know, just give me a pat on the back. Give me my
some
props.
Support. Yeah.
Yeah, because... Ugh. Gosh.
It's tough, yeah.
Yeah.
So Jahil and Arlene, as the children they are, have another back and forth moment. And he told her that he met with Hunter's dad. So we saw that earlier in the
episode.
No,
did he tell her he met with him or did he just come with the information and say that he went to a gym?
He just came with the information.
No, he said he went to a gym, like... Mm-hmm. Where I guess he's implying that he came across the trainer, the guy that...
Right. And said that Hunter had been using performance-enhancing drugs for years. Mm. My thing is, though, how has Hunter not been caught? And how was he able to just get away with that for years?
Well,
they had
happened.
A lot of pieces.
I mean, very easily, maybe.
There was a center in Miami, that Balco, that went through a whole bunch of things with baseball. Sometimes the illegal market is ahead of the testing market, so there are ways to master tests. You know, when you're going to be tested, different things. It might have a shorter out cycle. When you have that much money, there are ways that you can figure out to beat the system or at least attempt to. So one drug you may have been using at one point, once the system catches up, you might be on to something else.
Thanks for clearing that up, because that made no sense to me. I was like, he should have been caught a long time ago.
I mean, in theory, he should have, but I mean, that's what I think of. Yeah. It's just that your money and your privilege can help you.
There's a loophole in any.
But, I mean, it can always catch up. Like in the case with the track stars from the 2008 Olympics, the Jamaica team that just lost their first place gold medal because they tested the samples years later and the medicine is caught up with the samples. So,
come on, sports juice.
I know.
There you go.
So,
the sports
juice. Come on.
You better touch on it. That asset to the panel.
I also did like seeing. I like seeing Arlene losing power.
Yes.
That was fun to see because she the whole time has had power. And he was like, oh, I was at the gym. And she's like, oh, like, cool. And she's like trying to play it cool.
Yeah,
it was fun to see, even though I'm over Hail.
Yeah,
it was
right.
fun to see that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For sure. So then we cut to a late night construction site. And the workers find a dead body. It didn't look like it was bagged because they kind of they panned
well,
up.
Well, remember
to it
he
like
rolled
them
up in plastic before he buried them. So,
I don't know.
Hashtag there goes Otis.
Hashtag we found Otis.
So you said you were going to come back to it. Did you think that Arlene maybe gave a hint?
Well,
or
I do. I mean, here's my thing. We had a lot of mention of bodies being buried this episode. Cotton mentioned something earlier about something about buried bodies.
Yeah.
And then Arlene, when she and Hael were having their back and forth, was like, I know where all your bodies are buried. Now, I know that there's a lot of different ways to say I know your dirt, but the continued reference of where the bodies are buried makes me think maybe Arlene knows something. Maybe with her power loss, she's like, okay, I got you. We still don't know who Eva works for. What if Eva works for Arlene or something like that? We don't know.
I just, but then it's like, well, if Eva works for Arlene, then what would be her purpose in doing the group?
Inside job, just because she's getting paid from Arlene.
She wouldn't want to be out in the open.
Yeah.
Like
maybe she's getting paid from her. She still wants to sing. There's still potential there. You know what I mean? It could be all types of things.
She also, like, Hael, why when you realize that Eva's been lying to you this whole time, you're just like, eh. Okay, we're both hustlers, so let's just go bang again.
Right, and I kind of like it.
Come on.
Like, what are we talking about? Yeah. Like, it's just,
are you forgetting where you found her?
But he's probably like, look, this is free sex. I ain't got time.
But he's getting a little too lackadaisical.
No, because she knows, like she told him, remember she told him? I watched you bury a man and you still can't tell me your secrets?
Right. Yeah.
She don't
weird.
Just flippantly throw that up in my face on a Tuesday.
Like,
that's
okay,
a problem.
What else do you want to know?
That's a problem.
Right. But, hey, I mean.
And then that same night, this had my heart racing. I was like, okay. Because after, you know, when Derek got arrested, I was like, please, nothing else. Alex is out driving. We don't know whose car she was in at first. We're like, okay, so now you have another car. Because you were just talking about, we shouldn't have gave up Otis's car.
Right.
So how did you get another one?
Weak.
Yeah. So she's out driving at night, and then she gets pulled over. They ask her for license and registration, and she doesn't have it.
Why in the midst of everything going on, when you know there's a curfew, I understand you're worried about your boo, but you can't help your boo.
If you be stupid.
Right.
Like,
so,
come on
being
now.
Without some type of ID.
Because as women, if we don't take our whole bag, we at least have our wallet with us. Like, we always have it with us.
And
so that didn't
register. And you're in Atlanta, so Alex, don't nobody know you. Yeah. People probably don't think about your dad. Like, and just like when she said, oh, well, you don't know whose daughter I am. Girl.
You're right. We don't.
Exactly.
You're right.
It was like, girl, sit down. Please put some handcuffs on. Yeah. Because now you just, now I can only.
Because for a second, I thought this was going to be almost like another Sandra Bland moment, which it kind of was a reminiscence of her saying, I know my rights. You know, and speaking out her rights, which, like, that's cool, girl, but they don't care.
Exactly. Clearly, and you know that they don't. So why are you doing the same mistake over and over again? Like, and then cop, why are you pulling me over? You're pulling me over why?
Yeah.
Why
because it's after curfew and they,
and she black.
I mean, here's the thing.
And it's raggedy car, though.
Again,
like, not
might
a
be unlicensed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens, and that's why the older people worry about you being out there, because you're not thinking, you're acting all off passion, and any way that they can get you, they will. So why make it easy?
Yeah.
You know?
That's the moral of the story. Don't make it easy. Don't just be a target. Like, and it's sad that we have to do that, though. We have to come to that, like, well, just do what, you know, whatever we can to keep on surviving. Like, that sucks that that's the mindset that we're in. But at the same time, I agree. Play
Take
the game.
Take your purse, girl.
Play the game. You just got to play the game until you make the rules.
Also curious about the second cop. Because she kept looking at him, and she's like, are you going to let him do this? And he didn't stop her.
Well, he was telling another guy, though.
But he also, though, like, I wonder if there's going to be more with that.
Maybe.
I mean, I think that it's something that's familiar. There might be one cop that maybe we've talked about isn't fully on board with these bad cops. But we kind of have to lump them over to whatever side at times, because when there is an opportunity for them to stand up or take the side that's right, and they remain
neutral. It's a code that they all Star kind of touched on it earlier when she was like, so you're just gonna box me in with them? And it's like, we don't know, because we don't know. Like, yeah, we don't know.
Because you didn't show up to rehearsal, and you don't really show that you're much of an ally.
Right.
So,
you had a problem with complexion. You're pretty much battling every single thing that I'm trying to introduce you to, and then you want me to trust you. It just doesn't work that way. Yeah. And so I'm just over it.
That was an issue. So then, she got taken into the police car, and so now she's about to be in jail, too. So
they'll be reunited.
Right,
She will officially find Derek.
Her and her boo.
Right.
Cellmates. It's time for predictions. Let's see. Ooh. Oh, heavens.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
You gotta flow out.
Okay, who's going first?
I mean, it's obvious.
She's got it.
And there you go.
It's obviously going to be, I mean, I think that they're going to both get out of jail. I think that the one that was like, are you going to do anything about it? I think that police is going to end up writing something in a note, and then the other police is going to get in trouble, and that's going to highlight the good police.
Okay.
So let me see. I think that we're going to go back to Otis, and it's going to be a problem because people have been a little bit too free in bringing up that topic. We don't know, with Otis's body being found, are there any fingerprints on him? I guess maybe we'll see who really shot Otis.
Who shot Otis?
I also think that we're going to get more in depth into Cotton and her feelings. We saw a preview of triggering things that are coming for next week. But once again, he's hitting those points. These are important, timely conversations, and Lee Daniels is making sure that we have an honest conversation about them.
Yeah, it's going to be a tearjerker.
Oh,
for sure.
I can't even begin to predict about the Cotton stuff, because it's just so, it makes me so
Cotton's
angry
one of my
and
favorite
upset.
Characters.
And we'll get there next week. But one prediction that I do have, agreeing with you with the cops, for one, and then the other one that I was thinking was, I think Alex's parents are going to return. I think we're going to see more Lenny and more Naomi, and they're going
to
come back.
Oh, they're going to have to,
They're going to find out
you
their
don't
daughter
know who
was
her
arrested,
parents are,
and they're going to bail her out.
Right.
And then it's going to be, and Derek, hopefully, and then there's another struggle between them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my it's going to be juicy.
But we know they'll all be out of jail in a week, because it don't take long. That type of stuff doesn't roll from episode to episode.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
They'll be out next episode. I look forward to seeing Alex's parents for sure. Hopefully this time, I need to get more into Eva and what her deal is. Because it annoys me that I don't know why are you here?
Hunter too.
Yeah, and so then, you
I'm
know,
telling
when
you, she was the bottom chick. She was the transport situation, and she's like, let me stick this out and see what dude's up to.
I want to know what they're going to do whenever they discover this body. Like, where do we go from that, too? So, I don't know. I think we're going to dig into a little bit more about Eva, because if she needs to stay low, then she ain't doing too well, and Jahiel ain't helping her stay low either. So,
that's my issue. Trust her.
Next week.
Well, next week. Thank you all so much for joining me again. I am Ivana. You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams.
And my name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
I'm Jill Monroe. You can find me at Stiletto Jill and Jackson Stiletto Jill for your sports and pop culture gossip.
And finally, I'm Sheldon White. You can find me on all social media at Sheldon White 2.
Thanks so much for watching the Star After Show.
See you next week.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.